looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you, you will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF, to order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Thanks for joining us on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you, and Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Right, first off, though, we want to be praying for all those in Florida and also, of course, in Texas and all those in the path of Irma. So actually here in North Carolina, we've been prepping because there's a chance we'll get some really devastating wind and rain. So, we've been getting the generator out, dusting it off and getting the water and all that good stuff. So we're lifting everybody up in prayer for that. But today we got a great show. We're going to empower you. We're going to be talking about science is looking at some natural prostate therapy. So I thought we'd talk about that. Also, we're going to see what we could do. We didn't get to stabilizing our bodies last time, so we're going to fit that in. And we'll see how much time we have left over. We may get into some of the prescriptions that increase your risk of dying by about 50%. But before we get on to that great stuff and the quack report, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer as well. And I did bring the devotional today, and today it's from Isaiah 54 and Genesis 28 and Matthew 28, and it goes like, I am always available to you. Once you have trusted me as your Savior, I never distance myself from you. Sometimes you may feel distant from me. Recognize that as a feeling, you do not confuse it with reality. So the Bible's full of my promises that I'll be with you always. As I reassured Jacob when he was journeying away from home to an unknown place, I said, I am with you and I will always watch over you wherever you go. And my latest recorded promise to my followers was, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So let these assurances of my continual presence fill you with my joy and peace. And no matter what you may lose in this life, you can never lose your relationship with me. Amen to that, and hope you're seeking the Lord's face and mind the time it's growing short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quack report, according to some study research in 2017, this year they had a study. They looked at 1,500 families composed of teenagers that lived at home. Apparently, teenagers waste about 40 days a year looking at their mobile devices, according to the research. So if they're, browsing on their mobile devices and, that's like 2 hours and 40 minutes a day they're doing that on their phones. That's a long time. Phone separation anxiety is also a stressor. Some research out of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences over there in Budapest, they said people who consider themselves very heavy mobile device users tend to experience withdrawal symptoms when it's taken away from them, even causes disruption in their heartbeat. Crazy. All right, next up at the Quack Report. Half of Britain says, their adults don't walk enough. This is a recent Public Health of England research. They reveal 45% of their adults over the age of 16 fail to walk 10 minutes, a brisk walk, once a month. So they showed that more than 6 million adults over the age of 40 and 60, they failed to engage in a brisk walk at all. So the experts define the brisk walking as a pace of about 3 miles an hour, enough to get your body temperature and your heart beat up, like if you're late for an appointment and you want to get there on time. They say if you include a 10-minute brisk walk in your daily routine, it's the easiest way to get the heart rate up and to feel more active and have an improvement in your health. So according to this research, British, the population, 20%. are less active compared to the 1960s. Average person now walks about 15 miles less per year than they did 20 years ago. Total population spends less than 30 minutes of exercise a week. That's supposed to be per day, folks, per day. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, antidepressants in the news regarding Alzheimer's research. A nationwide cohort study in Finland found that, a lot of antidepressants increase your risk of, falling, having head trauma, brain injuries. But they're also giving it to Alzheimer's patients, and they wanted to see if there's a correlation there that the antidepressants may be linked to their increased at risk of falling. Well, because there wasn't any research done like that. And of course, they said that brain injuries in a community of patients like Alzheimer's is a heavy level of concern because they're regularly giving them antidepressants. So apparently not a good correlation, not a good mix there. Give them valerian root. No, that'll get rid of that anxious feeling, depression, and they won't fall down. And that wraps the Quack Report. All right, thanks, Frank. All right, well, you're going to be talking about some new science that's looking at natural prostate therapies. You know, kind of knocked me over the feather when I saw this. But, for decades, scientific medicine has been, able to prevent. They're not been able to prevent anything or cure prostate cancer. They like to think they can, but they don't. Patients actually are growing weary of the early detection tests, the drugs, the surgery that doctors are using for prostate treatments. So natural physicians for thousands of years have been utilizing organic sources to help the body heal itself. And in many cases, the sooner you apply preventative treatments and lifestyle changes, the easier it is to correct a prostate problem. So we're going to take a look at some recent published research on applying natural medicine for improving your prostate health. But first, we got to look and see what the odds are. According to the National Cancer Institute, prostate cancer has become the number one cancer threat for men. Now, at some point in their life, we're told that, they have an 11.5% risk of getting prostate cancer, about 119.8 men out of 100,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer each year. And we're also told 20 out of every 100,000 with prostate cancer will die each year. Now, as of 2015, we have about 3 million Americans with prostate cancer. Well, let's look at real quick at the symptoms, because early prostate disease may not produce symptoms. So the prostate surrounds this urinary tube, which carries urine away from the bladder and out of the body. And a young man's prostate is about the size of a walnut, but slowly grows larger with age. Now, some symptoms of an enlarged prostate are urinary hesitancy or weak urination, urinary blockage or leakage, difficulty starting urination, or unsteady urine stream, as well as exaggerated effort to start urination or frequent urination, especially at night, blood in the urine, inability to empty the bladder, and sexual problems. Now, enlarged prostate glands invite a cancer risk, and other symptoms are pain or burning upon urination, semen in the urine, back or hip or pelvic pain, as well as painful ejaculations. And these are common symptoms for typical men over 50, according to medical science. So what do they say the causes are? Well, modern medicine attributes prostate disease to genetics and lifestyle. They really don't know what the cause is. So how we eat is also a key, though. So animal fats and inactivity, a sedentary lifestyle, are contributing factors. And the medical community advocates, getting some regular physical exercise, eat more fruits and vegetables, maybe get some vitamin E and selenium supplements with regular screening tests to lower your risk of prostate cancer. So that's what, the advice of medicine, that's what they give patients. Well, eating more fruits and vegetables and being active is not a bad thing. Well, let's look at some of the prostate medicines they give the patients. If your doctor decides you have a prostate problem after you have had maybe a physical exam or an ultrasound, sometimes they run the blood test to confirm a prostate-specific antigen, your PSA level, and, If there's a suspected risk, they may even want to do a biopsy of the prostate gland to, you know, look for cancer cells. And if you do that, a second biopsy may also be performed to recheck the results. And each biopsy can cost about $1,200. So if cancer is confirmed, your doctor will recommend surgery to remove the whole prostate and any nearby tissue. So after surgery, of course, there's chemo and radiation and hormone therapy drugs to be prescribed in an attempt to keep the cancer from coming back. So you should ask about the risks of all these procedures, because statistics show about 1% of men die from the prostate surgery. And some complications from the surgery are you may have deep venous thrombosis or leg clots. You could have an increased risk of stroke. Heart attack and death have also occurred from having this surgery. And also hernia risk is high post-surgery. So lifting heavy objects could also damage what is called the anastomosis. It's a connection between the bladder and the urethra. This can cause long-term complications. So wound infections and catheter infections are also a part of the risk. Incontinence and impotence are very common side effects. So less than 5% of the men have total incontinence, creating a dependence using special underwear. So a major complaint, though, is 32% of the men said they don't regain their sexual potency afterward, and they have a lot of erectile dysfunctions. So a secondary surgery called a neurovascular nerve bundle could also be required to try to correct dysfunctions. There are several drugs for the prostate that the doctor may select to use. And some are known as alpha-beta blockers to help relax smooth muscles around the prostate and the neck of the bladder. And you can expect side effects from these drugs such as weakness, fatigue, dizziness and fainting, blood pressure problems, headaches, nasal congestion, and ejaculation of semen into the bladder. Now, some drugs will block the conversion of testosterone to other male hormones, which can stimulate the prostate to, and the so-called 5-alpha reductase inhibitors. So these drugs have attempt to relieve symptoms, but they do increase the urinary flow. And they may shrink the prostate, but it could take up to 12 months to deliver those benefits. And of course, there's side effects like rectal bleeding, fatigue, and adverse sexual function. So do your homework on all those treatments that are recommended to you. Well, let's get to the good stuff, the plant-based healthcare. This is the new research. Because as more patients, you know, ask doctors for natural solutions for their prostate issues and other conditions, you know, science is, you know, taking a stab at finding out if there are natural remedies discovered or undiscovered that actually make a difference treating prostate cancer. So the research team from the University of Texas at Austin report that they found several compounds in foods and spices that seem to deter prostate cell growth. The cancer cell growth. So the researchers looked at the plant-based chemical compounds as a whole instead of testing isolated chemical components. And what they discovered is, hey, these chemicals, when they're left in a compound like they come, as nature provides, it provides specific actions to shrink prostate cancer tumors. So they found out something there. When you don't mess with God's copyright, it works a lot better. Here's a quote from, let's see, this is the professor of the Department of Nutritional Science at the University of Texas. This is Dr. Stefano Tizzani, or Tizzini, I guess that's how you pronounce it. He says, after screening a natural library of compounds, we developed this unbiased look at combinations of nutrients and foods that have a better effect on prostate cancer than existing drugs. The beauty of this study is that we were able to apply this and inhibit tumor growth in mice without toxicity. Oh, man, they're just discovering the power that you have each and every day using your medicinal herbs, see? Well, yeah, there's a garden of health out there. And the Texas research team looked at these following foods and found them to have some medicinal benefits towards prostate disease. They looked at the apple with the peel. They looked at red grapes for their resveratrol compound. They looked at the turmeric spice for their curcumin compound, and also green tea and rosemary. So the scientists tested about 142 natural compounds, and what they discovered is that the natural compounds in these whole foods reduce inflammation, deter infection, and enhance the proper immune system response. So this also inhibits existing cancer tumor growth, they said. However, science is still, it still wants to modify this natural therapy. They just can't resist. Let me get my hands in there and touch it and fix it and whatever I want to do to it. That's right. They want to modify these natural therapies. They want to use more concentrated doses of these compounds that's far outside what nature intended and offers. Here's a quote from Dr. Tizani. He says, "These nutrients have anti-cancer properties and are readily available. And these nutrients in plant-based chemicals work together to prevent cancer cells from getting what they need to grow. And what science needs to do is increase the concentration beyond the levels found in nature in healthy diets for an effect on prostate cancer." End of quote. Well, let's look at the prostate solution, because long-term key to addressing a lot of sick prostates is really addressing, obviously, lifestyle and exercise and periodic prostate cleansing used in a combination of medicinal herbs. So what I would do is use the male herbs. And there are herbs that assist the male physique and body type and endocrine system. And it's the hormone system. So herbs like, you know, juniper, cleaver's herb, saw palmetto, and some others are really recommended. So balancing also the male endocrine system for hormone manufacturing also helps. Now, this is not hormone replacement. What this is plant nutrition in its whole food state, its whole compound state, that the body taps into and utilizes to balance the endocrine system, which manufactures hormones. So it gives your body the nutritional elements it needs to do what it should do. And so balancing the male hormone system with herbs is a plus. So if the type of cancer, though, is hormone dependent, then you wouldn't want to use those hormone herbs, support herbs, okay? It would just exacerbate the problem. So if your cancer is not hormone dependent, you can use them. So a majority of men do not know they can actually cleanse their prostate to reduce their risk of prostate disease. And I get these frequently asked questions on prostate, like, should I cleanse the prostate even though I don't have a prostate problem? Well, based on the statistics from, you know, the Cancer Institute, I would cleanse the prostate as part of a regular maintenance, as part of my prevention deal. Also, I get questions like, how often should I cleanse then? Well, a good routine is to get it in twice a year. You can cleanse as often as every 3 months, but normally people pick a couple of seasons and they do it then. Another question is, if I have a prostate problem, how long will it take to heal my prostate? Well, everyone's a little different, but the average sick prostate will need 2 to 4 weeks of cleansing and then a routine cleanse every 6 months. Now, for extremely tough prostate problems, I also would use the toxin removal cleanses for the elimination channel. So I would cleanse bowel, urinary, liver, gallbladder, and blood cleanses, because this will remove the toxins that and reduce stress on a cellular level so the body can balance and correct a problem. Now, when you do your cleanses, especially for prostate and you have a cancer question mark there, I say don't forget the dandelion root. In many situations, we can improve the natural therapy by adding specific herbs like dandelion root, because Windsor University in Canada discovered in 2012 that dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. Now, I know of a woman in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She was she's actually recovering from breast cancer, the surgery and the medical treatments that but then she used the dandelion root, and she said she felt better. So this was so encouraging to her that she had a little come to Jesus meeting with her doctor, and so she stopped taking her toxic drug treatments and switched to the whole food nutrition as her therapy. Now she reports her energy is improved, and actually you can hear it in her voice, which sounds really strong and steady compared to before, which it was shaky and weak, you know. And everybody, you know, has to make this decision for themselves. I don't enforce anything on anybody. I tell them to go investigate and check it out for themselves and make the decision. Pray about it too. Well, here's a quote from Dr. Carolyn Hamm, medical doctor at Windsor Regional Cancer Center in Ontario, Canada. She says, "Dandelion root extract was the only thing that helped my patients with chronic myelocystic leukemia." End of quote. Yeah, she happened to notice that when they had dandelion root tea on Tuesdays, their blood work improved, so they started the extract, and bam, they got good results. So what herbs are needed if you want to cleanse the prostate? Well, for men, you might want to try the male organ cleanse upgrade package that has the prostate cleanse in with it. So in that cleanse, you're going to cleanse not only the prostate, but your filtering organs. And you cleanse the organs one at a time. So your package would include bowel, urinary, prostate, liver, gallbladder, and blood system. And you can also add the male hormone formula if you think you want to. And also the dandelion root tincture for added power. Overall, the results will speak for themselves and are less expensive than those toxic drugs and surgery. And, of course, we do have customer feedback on those products up on our website and in our product catalog. You can check it out there. Also, if you want to call Apothecary Herbs for the male organ cleanse, the upgrade pack, this helps if you want to address your prostate. This will help. You can also order the prostate kit by itself if you just want to use that. And then for any added inflammation and discomfort, you know, the pain anti-inflammatory formula is available as well. So you can give Apothecary Herbs a call and order or request a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or visit thepowerherbs.com. That's their website, thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless because it puts the power back in your hands. And you guys are so smart. You're smarter than these white coats that just, you know, discover, you know, nutrition and plants and herbs and things. Better than the toxic chemicals. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that just is, you know, confirming what Scripture says when God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And we know God is smarter than all the knowledge of man combined. So that just really is confirming what he has already told us to do. And personally, I go with the herbs. You know, if God says they're going to work, I believe him because he can't lie. All right. Well, I know we got to take a break here, but we're going to come back and talk about how we can better stabilize our bodies, and we'll see if we have time for some other things. Of course, if you're on the website, do feel free to sign up for the newsletters. They're absolutely free as well. Go out each week and email. Some of you have called or written in and said, hey, mail it to my home. It's by email. It is not snail mailed. So newsletters are electronic email delivery. So if you don't have email, I apologize. Can't send it to you. Taking a break. Be right back.
Stop me on the corner. Swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting. But who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it. Cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say, oh, this is how it starts.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures. Plus, there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Yeah, can you feel it, baby? I can too. Come on, swing.
Resident herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're going to talk about stabilizing the body because that's real important. Because without healthy bone structure and without connective tissues that are real healthy, you really can't do much of anything. Now, our framework is divided up into the sturdy bone framework, which, you know, is covered with your muscles and tendons and ligaments and cartilage. Then there's this layer upon layer of tissue that keeps, you know, our body not only in one piece, but also to stabilize its function. Most people are not familiar with the term fascia, but it's a Latin word that means band. And it's with regard to our body, it refers to the sheet of fibrous bands that connect our body in different layers together so that we can move in a balanced manner. And this connective tissue network contains 70 trillion cells and encompasses neurons and muscles. So this network is responsible for our body's movement, for us to stand upright. And for instance, how far do you think you could throw a ball, or how fast you that you could run, or how high you would be able to jump without this network? Well, here is a quote from Anatomy Trans. It's an educational service. It actually maps the human body. It says, "Structure without function is a corpse. Function without structure is a ghost." And I've actually known people throughout the years in doing what I do as the herbalist. People call me and we talk about all kinds of things health-wise. And I remember one lady saying she had some surgery in her abdomen area. And for some reason, they took away some of this fascia. And she said, you know, because they said it wasn't really necessary to have it. And I don't know. I don't think she even knows why her surgeon said it had to go. But she says ever since then, she gets really fatigued through the middle of the day. She has to go lay down for a while. And that never happened to her before her surgery. So fascia is very important. Well, let's look at the fibers that bind us together and keep us in functioning tip-top shape. So the human body's fibers, fascia, made up of collagen. And the tissue is not only, it stabilizes the human body, but it also encapsulates and supports different areas, organs. So medical science used to consider these fibrous bands just passive structures, not really that important. No purpose, really, is what they thought. But actually, the purpose of your fascia is to reduce tension and friction on your muscles. So this is why this woman who lost her stomach fascia area got tired through the day. So a lot of fascia is really a supportive and movable structure that's necessary. Think of the suspension cables of a bridge. Think of it that way. Without those cables, that bridge is going to sway in wind, vibration from the movement from cars and pedestrians going over it. It's just not going to be stable. So fascia is kind of like that. It sometimes is a woven network. It looks like a wavy pattern of fibers, but they're very flexible. And some of these bands contain slightly different components of collagen, so it makes them a little different in strength and surface material. So, like, for instance, joint ligaments are different joint cartilage. So you've got joint ligaments, joint cartilage, tendons, ligaments. So they're all a little bit different with the collagen, making it look and feel a little different, but supportive anyway. There are fibrous bands that play a significant part in your hip, the balls of your feet, and the function in your back. So here are the categories that medicine uses to describe fascia. They say there's the superficial fascia, which covers the subcutaneous regions close to your skin layer. Then there's the deep fascia, which is the dentous fibrous connective tissue that surrounds your muscles, your bones, nerves, and blood vessels. And then there's the visceral fascia, which suspends and supports organs like your uterus and various cavities. Well, you want to avoid the clinic because you know when you have a problem with your fascia system, when it loses its stiffness and it becomes too stiff, right? This can occur when the body has inflammation and trauma. Scar tissue on the fascia can diminish the mobility. Modern medicine admits that this network of supportive fibers is complex, really needs more study. So in the early days of science, they thought the fascia was just small sheets of tissue that were isolated areas and not really connected to a network. And the network now is called extracellular matrix. That's what science is calling it now. It also encompasses a lot of soft tissue around muscles. So science reports that these tissues are made from the same elements. Some of the harder fascia, the sturdier stuff, like ligaments and tendons, they resemble kind of a leather-like type of collagen. So if they had to go build a human, you know, science, scientists actually are attempting to construct a humanoid structure, trying to follow anatomy, just making one out of, you know, string and wires and elastic bands. And, you know, just the fascia system alone, when they're making this artificial human, you know, they got sheets and sacks and insulation and bushings and struts and string. They got all kinds of components. So the organic equivalent components of our bodies are made up pretty much of water, gel, and fiber. So without fascia, we don't exist. Without a healthy fascia system, we can't function. So just think how difficult it would be if there was like an injury to your Achilles tendon. We're very vulnerable without that tendon. So ask any athlete. He'll tell you that they exploit their fascia system all the time in their training. However, science likes to dissect the human body into all these isolated parts. But, you know, when you look at the big whole, you could lead to discoveries. That whole system is bound together as a whole, and it works chemically and electrically. And the human body is not just a collection of parts like a car or a bunch of zip codes. So today, science is stating our circulatory system is basically a chemical regulator, and our nervous system is a timing regulator. So, but together, they help you breathe, they assist your heart to keep beating, and your brain to keep thinking. So science is still kind of thinking of anatomy in terms of isolated functions or vectors, tends to limit the big picture, obscures actually a lot of discoveries when they do that. In other words, we have complex layers of fascia that form unity, basically. Here is another quote from Anatomy Trans. They say, fascia is part of the whole picture and is less studied than muscles and nerves combined. All right, so let's look at the collagens, because the word collagen is usually referred to as skin cells. It is often referenced in the cosmetic industry. You know, you see that all the time. They're advertising as benefits, wrinkle creams, and all that. So, but actually, collagen is an essential part of your fascia, and it's also highly sensitive to touch. There are interconnective cells in your fascia network, and according to the bodywork experts, the sensitivity goes deeper than they thought. Sports medicine physicians know the value of massage therapy to heal athletic injuries, so touch can heal, decrease pain, and improve sleep. So the right pressure influences your heart rate, your breathing, your blood pressure. The sensation of touch in the fascia network affects the production of dopamine and serotonin in the brain, stimulates the immune system, and you make more killer T cells so you don't get sick. Well, you might want to try skin brushing. Very easy to do. Health experts recommend this. Skin brushing stimulates the brain, the immune system. It's a soft bristle brush or a loofah brush, and you could do it either dry or wet. You could do it, you know, in the shower. Whatever you do, you're going to help the fascia network and the lymphatic system when you do this. So always brush up towards the heart when you do it. And, you know, skin brushing, it's not rocket science. You just brush your arms, brush your legs, brush your torso, you know, just brush. And it's light and it stimulates. As Anatomy Trans has pointed out, modern medicine, you can't just look at the muscle on the bones or the joints, because it will not explain the complete picture of human stability and movement. We need to keep this in mind the next time we see orthopedic physicians or pain specialists, okay? So herbs that will help your collagen. Well, science and fascia, since the fascia network of fibers is composed of collagen cells, there are herbs that promote healthy collagen. So when we do this, we promote a more flexible fascia network and protect ourselves from a myriad of health problems. So as we age, it's more important to have these strong, flexible, supportive fascia networks to protect our organs and our joints and to help prevent falls and broken bones. So my favorite herbs to use to strengthen collagen and the bone network are oat straw, lobelia, comfrey root, and horsetail herb. Now, these herbs contain mucilage, and they strengthen not only your bones, but your skin, your ligaments, your tendons, muscles, that whole band network we're calling the fascia network. So if you don't break a bone these days, that's a good thing. But if you do, you want to be able to help it knit properly and heal. And a lot of these herbs help the bones to do that. And Native American Indians understood that. And one of the herbs I just mentioned, they actually called it bone knit. So if you're interested in improving your collagen and your fascia and your bones, your muscles, connective tissue, then you might want to check out the calcium formula at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make that. It is a liquid, and it's one of those things that are just perfectly balanced from, you know, God himself and his medicinal herbs that you don't have to take it every day. You could take it every other day. So you can check it out. It's called calcium formula. It's at thepowerherbs.com. And I like to also drip it on teeth if it helps remove discolorations and small cavities because it helps build up the dentin. So always nice little secrets there in herbs. They have crossover benefits. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check it out there, and it's calcium formula, it'll be under the herbal tinctures tab. Or you can call for a free product catalog, and the number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277, or just visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. All right, you know, that's the beauty of plant-based medicine. You know, it's just perfectly balanced chemistry from the creator, and you really don't have to change anything. It's just done for you. It's great. All right, we're going to talk about some of the medications that can increase your risk of death by about 52%. Kind of astonishing, really. This is a report that prescription medicines will do that. Statistics reflect that hospital doctors, coroners that perform autopsies, they're kind of confirming all these things. So, and you have to ask, well, maybe the patients are overdosing on purpose or by accident. They're just not, you know, using their medications properly. It's just accidental. Well, for the most part, the prescription drugs-related deaths are from patients taking their medications as they are prescribed. So drugs accumulate in the body and can cause a lot of toxicity, accumulated toxins. So after a while, the organs fail to be able to clear away those toxins, and all this cellular stress builds up, a lot of strain, and actually death can occur. So there are metabolic changes that are created when you take prescription drugs, and a lot of times medicine and doctors don't even know what those changes will be. So if patients are on more than one medication, that's going to create about 100 chemical metabolic changes. So if you're taking more than one, just multiply by 100 each time you add a drug. All right, let's look at the two kinds of autopsies real quick. I don't want to be macabre about this, but an autopsy really is a medical examination of a deceased person. It's done to confirm the cause of death and to provide evidence that can point to the cause of death and maybe prevent future deaths. So two kinds of deaths. The hospital or a clinical autopsy is requested by the family or a physician, and then a medico-legal autopsy is ordered by legal officials like the court. So coroners across the country have what is called their cause of death quick fact sheet, and this tool is supposed to help medical examiners arrive at a proper cause of death, and in many cases, the medications predispose the patients to a perfect storm of demise, if you will. So according to the National Vital Statistics System, the statistic of 52% mortality due to prescribed drugs is their best guess over 35-year period. So it is most likely a very low estimate because according to the CDC, over 20% of Americans are taking more than one prescribed medicine. And the more prescribed medicines you take, your risk of death by them goes up. So the number of autopsies are down dropping over 50% since 1972, which means only a fraction of the drug deaths are actually being investigated and statistically analyzed. Here's a quote from the Journal of General Internal Medicine of 2010. They said, research from 1976 to 2006 showed that 62 million death certificates, almost a quarter million deaths, were coded as having occurred in a hospital setting due to medication errors. End of quote. Ooh. Well, and I don't know, there's that, it's on cable, I think it's called Dr. G. She's a medical examiner, and she has a very straight routine on determining cause of death. And if you watch the show, you learn a lot. You learn how much a liver should weigh, a brain should weigh, and all this stuff. So, I mean, it's a very interesting show. You come away with, I need to do something better for my health when you see this show. All right, let's look at the most vulnerable. According to the existing data, the elderly are the most vulnerable to die due to prescribed medicines because doctors put them on multiple drugs. So add to that the complication of maybe poor memory or the onset of dementia, not eating properly. They maybe have someone who's caring for them but mismanages their medicines. This can further increase their risk of death. So according to nursing home staff, the elderly have many chronic illnesses which require a lot of strong drugs. So although the staff won't admit it, they understand that the elderly in their care are medicated to death, literally. Well, let's look at what the WHO, the World Health Organization, says the top 10. According to them, top 10 causes of death globally are going to be heart disease, stroke, the COPD, which is a combination of emphysema, chronic bronchitis, asthma, pneumonia, bronchitis, HIV and AIDS, diarrhea, diabetes, road injury trauma, and high blood pressure. That's the top 10. Well, according to the CDC, the U.S. has a prescription drug epidemic. And a few reasons why this is a problem. Well, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Free health care ensures more people will be taking drugs and more of them. Also, doctors and other health professionals often self-medicate and become drug addicts themselves, causing themselves harm. Well, let's look at drugs versus drugs for a sec, because according to the CDC and reported at Los Angeles Times, prescribed drug deaths outnumber illegal drug deaths. So other alarming statistics from the CDC reported were drugs kill more people than car accidents, the number of teenagers by drugs doubled, and the number of deaths for patients over 50 tripled, and pain medications killed more people than traffic fatalities. So now Dr. Joseph Mercola calls the excessive and unnecessary drug use in America as Pharmageddon. And he said people seem to have lost their desire to heal themselves, and they'd rather take the easy route and hope the drugs are the answer. So I spoke with a lady the other day who said that her doctor prescribed medication to lessen her symptoms, but it admitted there was really no cure modern medicine could offer her. It was just, you know, chronic nerve pain. It was just going to lessen, make her more tolerant of her pain. So the lady refused the drugs and went to the internet to search for a solution. And she found numerous natural therapies, she said, that she had tried one by one until she found something that helped her. And she said that it was her diet that was making her sick. Since making a dietary change, she was able to return to work and not have to use anything. So the adverse drug reactions are a big problem, and it's just masking symptoms, and it's not really getting at the cause of your problem. So why be on a drug taker for the rest of your life, see? You have to be proactive like this lady. She just found something else. Now, in addition, some drugs should not be taken with certain foods or supplements and other herbs because, you know, block absorption or magnify the dose. So you have to be really careful out there. Some of the big players in the pharmaceutical market, they employ two lobbyists for every member of Congress so that, you know, they can make their toxic drugs without liability. So here's the list. Merck is $5.5 billion in legal judgments. They're still in business. Baxter is $1.3 billion in criminal fines and civil penalties. Pfizer, $2.3 billion payout to make a criminal and civil cases to settle out of court. $430 million false claims. That's what they wanted to cover up. GlaxoSmithKline, $3 billion criminal, $2 billion civil, and $750 million poor manufacturing practices. Johnson & Johnson, $2.2 billion in false claims. And also AstraZeneca, $355 million in fraud. And they're still operating. That's why it pays them to employ two lobbyists for every member of Congress. Politicians help them out. So this is just really the tip of the iceberg. A lot of corruption influencing your medical system and putting your health at risk, unfortunately. That's what it is. It's not looks like. That's what it is. So you got to be smarter out there and start digging for answers you're not finding when you go to the doctor's office. Now, the Bible says that you will know people or companies by their fruits. Our Creator made it sure that we had natural medicine to help us stay healthy. And recently, medicine found hawthorn berry helps protect your blood from blood clots better than the drugs and no side effects. That was a medical study, clinical trial. So very simple solutions out there with no side effects. Don't offer the risk of death. And they'll offer you a $3,000 per year price tag in medications and no co-pays, doctor's visits. I learned the secret of better health a long time ago, and it's kind of a threefold plan for me. You cleanse away the toxins to reduce the cellular stress on your organs. You fortify with whole foods in your diet and with your natural medicines. And you also boost and improve your immune system function. So those are the three things that you have the power to do right now, every day, for the rest of your life. And you can eliminate a lot of internal medicine disease by doing that. And that's probably the reason I'm on this show, is to tell you that. And you have more power than you think you have. So thepowerherbs.com likes to educate you as well as provide you with some organic tools. So the catalog itself is an educational instrument that you can utilize. So give them a call and get a catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs, certified organic, cold-pressed, naturally aged, potent, professional strength formulas you're not going to find in stores. Check them out. Sign up for the free newsletters. Get empowered each and every week with an email-delivered newsletter. No subscription fee. Also, get a catalog you can download if you want to from the website. So you just put the catalog in your shopping cart and check out. It's free, and you get the download link. So if you want to put it on your computer, you can do it that way. But hard copies we do mail out. So I don't know. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I like a whole old-fashioned hard copy catalog to kind of sit down with a cup of herb tea and check it out, you know. So get yours today and empower yourself. Man, I can't believe this hour went so fast, Frank. I hope you're doing okay out there on the West Coast with all those fires. There's flooding and there's fires and there's hurricanes. And we got, what, Jose coming right behind Irma? We're going to be praying about that one. We're going to be praying about it, all this stuff. Seek the Lord's face, mind time, it grows short, because that is the way. It is. It is. Well, the immune system will really love you if you start boosting it up. You're getting into fall. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, prevent, cure disease, but seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.